Lecture topic, harms of excessive speech.
In terms of speech, the amount of things that have been emphasized by the mashayikh, because it is this talking of a person that can sometimes make him lose a lot of what he's earned in a very, very hard way, made a lot of effort to earn, and is lost. One of the things that the mashayikh said, that the person who will keep quiet doesn't mean that he remains silent all the time. Meaning he avoids unnecessary, excessive speech. So the least benefit of this will be, he'll stay safe from many sins. And a person who keeps speaking, one of the least risks that he puts himself to is the issue of shohrat. Meaning by speaking a lot, he'll be looking to say something or the other to just attract attention. That'll be his whole purpose of saying some particular aspect, that people must think that I'm also somebody, or I went somewhere, or I did something, or I'm also not just one ordinary person who doesn't know anything. I also know a lot. So the least afat and calamity of that excessive speech would be this talab ush-shuhra, that he wants to now be gaining some recognition, some attention. He's looking for some also fame. Now that itself is a major disaster, because that takes a person to a whole lot of other sins. When a person gets caught up in this wanting of recognition, of some fame, of some attention, and he doesn't seem to sometimes get it, then he'll try to get it in a way that is not even in order. He'll try to sometimes run down somebody else to gain the attention towards himself. Or he will do something to mock somebody or whatever else. So many other issues come up as a result of this desire for some recognition. This is one of the major destructive aspects that come into a person, that then from where to where it can throw him. So now, while this has its various different places and times in which it manifests itself, one of the things is in this excessive speech. A person just has to say something. If he's not saying something, then it means that he's now looking like dumb to others. That's what is in his mind. So now therefore, if he is keeping quiet, that's not right, he must be saying something. Or if somebody else said something, then he cannot be left behind. He has to say something better, something even more dramatic, something even more attention-seeking. So the controlling of the tongue, and especially in the person who's now set on to acquire ilm, and he has time to talk long, long stories and lengthy discussions and conversations over tea, not finishing off, that's a major disaster. Yes, there's a need for some little lightheartedness as well. There's a need for some little relaxing of the mind, but that little is always stretched to a point where that little becomes little lot. There's no definition of what that little is. That little also has to be then redefined of how you work out what's little. So obviously, it's salt in the food. Salt in the food, there's a proportion. You put it more than that proportion, it'll become bitter. It'll be not something suitable to eat thereafter. So now, likewise, when this exceeds its proportion, then it spoils all the other good that a person is acquiring. Then he starts getting into ghibat, starts getting into all these other issues. So the very crucial aspect is learning where to control, how to stop the tongue from just continuously being saying something, and learning to put the heart towards Allah Ta'ala, making our hearts conscious of Allah Ta'ala, and thinking and engaging the heart in that which is constructive and beneficial for us. Allah Ta'ala.